Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a handful of buttons and a few other loose parts. It's time for a story. Today's story is A Whole Other Magic by Gigi Job. I know an old godmother, bless her soul, who tired of her gossamer wings. So she traded them in, magic and all, for a satchel of other things. She pawned off her wand at the old swappin' shop, her spells and enchantments too. Even that ultimate charm we all know, her bippity-boppity-boo. Then, flushed with adventure, she opened her sack and set about shopping for Nick and Old Knack. Well, it's a long, hot walk when you can't fly a block, but Godmother loved every minute. She hoisted her sack from her hip to her back, and she grinned when she thought what was in it. A little brass bell, a recipe box, seashells and buttons and string. Just part of the booty she got fair and square when she traded her faded left wing. For the right, she got marbles, silk scarves, and a cradle, a dolly, a skip rope, a bowl, and a ladle. Treasures so earthy, how could they be worthy of all that the godmother was? To squander the badge of her storybook glory, her wings, and her wand, just because? Just then came a twink from her fairy cell phone, a text Cinderella was sending. Rightfully miffed and troubled was she to think that the magic was ending. Texting her back, G-Mama stated, "That glass slipper thing was a tad overrated. Pumpkin valet service, now so outdated. Fairy tale magic itself, antiquated. Gotta go, Cindy," she typed out. "You'll see, there's a whole other magic calling to me." As she drew near the schoolyard, she turned off her phone, and the skip in her step struck a heavier tone. Having peered in the window of many a home, Godmother knew how these kids played alone. In the blue and white glow of some other spell she had never encountered. And yet, she could tell their wonder was dimming like midnight's last bell as we magic mirrors held each child in their cell. Well, she hiked up her skirt and she dug in the dirt and she gathered a few fine stones. A bouquet of leaves, the frond of a fern, and a handful of smooth pine cones. At the edge of the schoolyard, where a few trees remained, she found a good stump for a stool. There she unpacked her treasure, and much to her pleasure, she heard the last bell ring of school. Like a witch in the woods, brewing nettles and bark, the old lady looked right suspicious. But who could resist such a charming arrangement of playhouse with sweet wooden dishes? No, it didn't take long for the charm to ignite, as friends beckoned friends to the sumptuous sight of a laundry line hung in the afternoon light. With washboard and basin and linen so white, it was wave upon wave of old-fashioned delight. A marble run made from the bough of a tree with a bell hanging down by a string irresistibly drew in the kids passing by with its flick, clack, roll, ting-a-ling. Others were sparked at the sight of a doll sipping her tamarack tea with her acorn cap snack and her ruffled-up stack of scrum-diddly-yum recipes. Harvest a helping of whirly-twirl seeds, grind them together with dandy fluff weeds. Ladle a seashell with wild clover sauce. Toss a fresh salad of root, stem, and moss. Red silk scarf capes, and blue silk scarf drapes, and bright vintage buttons for trade. A marvelous, musical hum filled the air as this new kind of magic was made. Then, rosy and ruddy with apple cheek glow, the end of the day brought an end to the flow. The old gal succeeded, no fairy dust needed. She smiled at her toad, and they sauntered off slow. As for where she is now, I don't really know. She could be that lady just down a few fences, whose wonderland yard twitter twinkles your senses. Or maybe that zany old bric-a-brac crafter, who takes you aback with her wild belly laughter. G-Mama has many hats, many homes, and she's blazing fresh magic wherever she roams. I do hope you meet her, one way or another, your very own wingless and wild magic mother. For I knew this old godmother, bless my soul, who taught in my school a few years. She taught me to play the old ramshackle way, and since I was listening, she opened my ears. Magic spells and wishing wells may conjure a dress or a prince, but the shine in the eyes of a child deep in play enchants me each day and happily hints of a sweet ever after I've found ever since I gave my old wings away. This story is filled with so many things to play with. Marbles and strings, buttons and shells, dishes and recipes, dolls and silks. One thing that all these toys have in common is that they can be played with so many ways and used to create whatever you can imagine. What kinds of things do you like to play? In the story, the fairy godmother gave up her magic wings in exchange for all of these toys. Do you think that was a good trade? If you could trade your wings for anything in the world, what would you want in return? I think it's especially interesting that when she gave up her wings, she didn't do it to get something for herself. She did it to get toys to give away to other people. What a kind and generous fairy godmother she is. A Whole Other Magic is available on Amazon. I'll include a link on my Facebook and Instagram so you know just where to find it. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next time!